Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow convo.
So it's the day after yesterday. And yesterday was the day that I recorded my last free flow convo about me just feeling totally apathetic. You know, I just was wondering why I was in that space where I wonder why bother. And today I've just walked however many k's down the beach and the sun has been out and it's been like almost feels like it's burning my skin. And then I've turned around and there's this beautiful breeze, which you might be able to hear. And the sun's gone behind a cloud. And it just, I don't know, today just feels like a day full of possibility. And while I was walking along, I was thinking about that idea of cycles, which I'm subscribing to more and more and more. I feel like everything is a cycle. You know, the moon, the tides, the seasons, us as women, if we're still in that menstrual phase, life, and business and creativity, and everything. Everything has its cycles. And so I was thinking about this while I was walking along. I was thinking about how familiar that apathy is and how familiar this feeling is, this feeling of hope. And how else would I describe it? It feels like a spring morning, like anything is possible. There's, I don't know, like that smell after rain, or, you know, as rain comes when it's been dry for a long time. Like that's how it feels today, fresh and new and, yeah, full of possibilities and hope. And that certainly wasn't the way I was feeling yesterday. And so I started to think, well, what else happens? Because obviously I've felt the apathy before and I've felt this hope, sense of hope before. What else goes in that cycle? And it's interesting, right? Because it is such a cycle. So I go from this feeling of hope and spaciousness, I guess, to then some flow. So in my state of flow, I'll be getting all the great ideas and the inspiration and all that kind of jazz. And I'll feel really inspired and motivated and like I'm in flow and trusting, you know. So I move from this state of flow into this state of trust, which is, you know, then I move into this space of like, what is for me won't go by me, trusting the universe will provide, all that kind of jazz. And then I go into this state of a little seed of doubt is planted, and that can shit spiral out of control. So I'll go from feeling on top of the world, like I'm connected and clear and all that kind of jazz and ready to go, to the doubt seed being planted and me wondering if it's possible, can I do it? I don't think I can do it. Why bother? Why bother doing it? And I move from that doubt again back into apathy. And then from apathy, I move back around to hope. From hope, I move into flow. From flow, I move into trust. From trust, I move into doubt. And from doubt, I move back around to apathy. So it's like this cycle. I'm sure there's some other steps in there. I would love to know what you feel your cycle is. Is yours the same? So do you go from flow to trust? Is trust part of yours? I don't know. I don't even know sometimes if it's part of mine. I feel like it's a new addition to mine. Because sometimes I go back, so I go from flow, sometimes I go to trust, or sometimes I go from flow straight to doubt, and then to apathy, and then after apathy I move into trust. And once I'm back into trust, I move back into, actually that's more the way it goes. It goes from flow to doubt to apathy to trust and back to flow. And at first, I guess I wonder if this is like a self-sabotaging behavior. If it's, you know, if it is just self-doubt at play. Or is it part of the process? Is it just part of the process? Is there actually nothing wrong with me moving from flow into doubt? If I just accepted that this was a process, because now that I'm out of apathy, I'm back into a state of trust. If I just, so it's easy for me to say this today, but yesterday, not so easy. If I just accepted that that was the process and I didn't resist the doubt, would it change anything, or would I feel like I'd still go through that process, because I feel like it is the process. It's just our attachment to the doubt and the apathy being a negative part of the process and the trust and the flow being the positive part of the process that really trips us up. So, yeah, I guess I just wanted to share that with you and see if it resonates with you. Is that, if you look at your creative process, is that the cycle that you go through, or do you not even have a cycle? I would love to hear about it and about what you think about my creative cycle. If there's anything that you would add, if there's any parts you skip, or if this is just total bullshit. Anyway, just thought I would share, and I would love for you to share back. So hit me up in the Show Up Speak Up group and let's have a conversation about this. Let's talk about the creative process, because I feel like you know, that doubt and that apathy can really throw us off. And if it completely derails us, I mean, maybe it's supposed to. But if we can trust that that's part of the process, maybe we can move through it without the resistance and without maybe shit spiraling so out of control, or maybe we need to shit spiral out of control. I don't really know the answer to that one, because I feel like, again, you know, that comes down to cycles and two sides of the one coin. It's only negative if we paint it that way. So yeah, let me know what you think. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between ep thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.